tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And God is doing awesome things, which we are glad. I am always excited. And look around you, and you will see what God is doing. Dan, it's so easy to look around us and see what the devil is doing. See? So easy to look around us, and we can see all what the devil is doing. But in the midst of that, we can look around us and see all the good things that God is doing. And in that, we rejoice. In that, we give God all the glory. So I'm encouraging you on this Thursday morning to look around you and start to give God all the praise and all the glory, all the honor for all the good things he's doing. So someone says, really, Pastor Beckford? Yeah, you're alive. That's a good thing. Oh, that surprised you. That's a good thing this morning. You are alive. I am alive. So I rejoice in this. God is a good God. He's doing awesome things. He keeps me alive and well in my sound mind.
And we have to appreciate that.
Yes.
We must appreciate that and honor God because all that he has done for us, even when we experience times of delay or discouragement and stuff, we just go back into the memory bank and begin to pray that prayer of remembrance. I thank you, Lord, for the time that I saw you here, that you brought me through.
Yeah.
For the time that I didn't think it was going to work out, but it did. We have to go back into that prayer of remembrance to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Go back, return unto me the joy of your salvation. The joy of your salvation. Yes, that day where you escaped eternal hell, the day of your salvation, the day, the joy of your salvation. We got to go back to that place. And know if God brought us from there to where we are now, he could continue to bring us further forward. And he brought us through even to the point of salvation. All the mess when we buffeted our life in front of the enemy, the things that we know that we did that we shouldn't have did, all the times we were endangered and such. But he brought us to the point of salvation. And he brought us to the point of where we are now. And he's going to continually help us, guide us, to move us forward, to arise and to build. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. So Paul, he had this appreciation because he knew how wicked he was. He knew where he came from. He knew the much he was forgiven of. And he honored God. He honored the Lord Jesus Christ. And his life was surrendered to being a vessel, to being a testimony. Every time Paul was before a magistrate, every time they tried to imprison him, he continually, when they bring him from ruler to ruler, the first thing he would do is he would give his testimony. It was me, Paul,
yes,
on the road
to Damascus.
I was doing things I had no business doing, but God pulled me out. He would always give that testimony. He appreciated God. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should be in the wisdom, should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So what is Paul saying here? He's saying, I'm coming to you, not with excellent speech. I'm not coming to show you how smart I am. I'm not coming to relate in any other way except through Jesus Christ and the power of God, the wisdom of God. I'm here by God. He honored God. He had the recognition. It's only God that did this. I'm here by God. He was there as a vessel. He was there as a help, as an encouragement, as a support, as a mentor, as a teacher. You know, he goes on in the epistles and he says, you know, when I come, I don't come as a burden. He said, when I come and an offering is given to me, it's not to take anything from you. It's in order for everything, for you to be able to receive everything that God has for you. Paul was a tent maker. He had an occupation that paid the bills. He wasn't doing this ministry thing to make money. He was doing this to promote the one, Jesus Christ, the one who he first dishonored,
right,
and now he honored because he came into that revelation, that relationship with Jesus.
Yes, because we have to look at what the Word of God says. We must look. This is the perfect law of what? Liberty. We got to look into it. As Christians, we have to learn to study the Word of God, and then, Diana, obey it. Study the Word of God, and then the task is to what? Obey it. Obey the Word. In other words, when I obey it, then I am what? Doing it. I am doing what it says. I study it is one thing. Now the next big thing is to obey it. So first, in order for me to obey it, I must know what it says. And as I was teaching on Sunday, the importance, how important it is for beloved to go to church, to be in church. Because the reason why you're there is to what? Study the Word of God. So that when you leave, you can do what it says.
There's examples in there. Believing when you are not seeing.
Yes.
So then we look into the Word and we have all the examples,
yes,
of those who went before us who were able to believe when they didn't see it. And then there's those in there who didn't believe until they saw
it.
So it's showing us the difference.
Come on, guys.
In the life. It's relatable in every area of life. The Word of God is relatable. I know when I was younger and the church and such that my parents dropped me off at, didn't necessarily come, but dropped me off.
Yeah.
there wasn't an encouragement to read the Word of God. The Word of God was spoken during the service, but it was not encouraged, like, to really get in it and to learn it. It was, you know, you were encouraged to kneel when they say kneel, stand when they say stand, to hit the holy water when it's time to hit the holy water. Don't put your Bible on the floor. You are encouraged of those things, the traditions of men, but we weren't encouraged to actually go into the Word, into a relational study of the Word, studying it to build a relationship. It was more studying it just to know facts, like facts, this happened, that happened, like a history book, instead of a living Word. But the Bible, it says clearly that the Word of God is living,
and
that it's powerful,
powerful,
that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So it says that it's alive, but that wasn't the part that they taught. They taught more like the part of ritual and historical information.
That has no meaning to my life today.
Mm-hmm. That pastor used to say, the frozen chosen.
Yeah. It is so irrelevant in 2023. I need the Word. And as we were studying all week, we see how the Word is relevant. 100% relevant. In 2023, believing when I do not see it. I have to learn to believe when I don't see it. And where does we see that, Diane? From the Word. John chapter 20, Jesus says to Thomas, you have to see, Thomas, to believe. But blessed are those who do not see but believe. The Word of God, let me tell you this morning, the Word of God is relevant in 2023, relevant to my situation, relevant to your situation. Whatever your situation is, the word of God as the answer.
Jesus wants it to be relevant.
Yes.
He wants it to be relevant because when he was on the earth teaching it, he was making sure that it was relevant. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 13, Jesus said, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." So he spoke to them in parables so that they could glean some meaning from what he was saying, so that they could glean understanding from the principles that he was sharing. Jesus wants you to understand the word of God. That's why he went through the crucifixion. He came through the resurrection. Yeah. He ascended unto the Father. He said that when he goes to the Father, that the Holy Spirit is coming, the Holy Spirit who is going to what? Teach us all things. So God wants, Jesus wants, the Holy Spirit is there to assist us to be able to understand the word and how it relates to us in life, this life, 2023. He wants us to understand.
Yes, it's relevant. The Holy Spirit will bring the word into focus right now in 2023. You know, the Holy God, I was teaching that, I think, Sunday. It was touch a little bit and the Holy Spirit on Sunday. That so many people are spooked out when they hear the word the Holy Spirit. Who is spooked about? The Holy Spirit is the word. John chapter 6 tells us, and I think it's verse 63.
Mm-hmm. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
That's it right there. The word produced the Spirit of God and the life of God. The word produces. It produces it. So that's why I says, Lord, I love your word. It is my meditation. I love your word, Lord. It is my meditation. I meditate in your word. Holy Spirit, teach me your word so that I will what? Live. Because the word gives what?
Life. John chapter 14, verse 26 through 27. This is Jesus speaking in John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27. But the helper, the Holy Spirit,
the helper,
whom the Father will send in my name,
the helper,
he will teach you all things,
the helper,
and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Just those two verses right there. If we had the understanding of those two verses right there, our whole life would change. So many people are filled with anxiety, insecurity. They feel like they don't know enough, low self-esteem. They feel like they can't achieve. But the Holy Spirit that he sent is the helper to teach you all things, not just the scriptures, all things.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, senior pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.